We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, article, The Pace. We're reading from the headline, Proof by His Work of Experience, Kabbalah for the Student, page 268. Reading from the paragraph, hence they are doomed by nature, on 268. Rav says, let's dialogue before.
אשר אפילו תנועה הקטנה ביותר לא יניע האדם בלי מוטיב פאוור, כלומר מבלי להיטיב מה את עצמו. למשל,
This is known to the wise of nature that even the smallest movement a person will not move without any motive power, since he seems that when he puts his hand on the table, he will enjoy it greatly. And if he didn't have enjoyment from it, then he would leave. He would leave his hand on the seat for his 70 years. And if you would tell me that there is advice here, that in a way that everyone that will be lazy will be punished, I shall ask and tell me, where will those get the motive power themselves?
And
that too is great burden, maybe even more so than the work itself. And it seems like one that wants to move a machine without giving it any fuel. Hence they are doomed by nature, since nature's laws will punish them, because they do not adapt to obeying its commands, performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the Creator, to achieve through it to the purpose of creation, which is dvikut, adhesion with Him. It was explained in the article Matan Torah that this dvikut, adhesion, comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for rising to know his geniuses, his geniusness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, neither hath the eye seen a God besides thee. Rav, this is expressed for us simply that I, every moment, make an effort inside. No one knows to awaken the friends. Even though I said it should be publicized, like a mother with concern to her child, constantly concerned of bestowing upon them awakening, so they won't fall asleep. The second they fall asleep, it's a sign that I'm not influencing them. So that's how everyone should be towards everyone. So try and be in that. One shall help thy friend. And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society. They would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motivation for a great effort, enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness. Indeed, understanding that in such a way requires great care and proven conducts. But everyone can see that without it, they have no right to exist from the perspective of the obstinate, uncompromising nature. And this is what I wanted to prove here. Thus, I've evidently proven from the perspective of empirical reason, out of the practical history unfolding before our very eyes, that there is no other cure for humanity but the acceptance of the commandment of providence, bestowal upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is love thy friend as thyself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person needs before his own, as is written in the article Matan Torah. And the other verse is, and thou shalt love the God thy, the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And this is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that his labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, that he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you shall feed on the fruit of the land. For poverty and torment and exploitation shall be no more in the land. And the happiness of each and every one shall rise even higher, beyond measure. But as long as you refuse to assume the covenant of the work for the Creator in the fullest measure, nature and its laws will stand ready to take revenge. And as we have shown, it will not let go until it defeats us and we accept its authority in whatever it commands. Now I have given you practical scientific research by the critic of empirical reason regarding the absolute necessity of all people to assume the work of God with all their hearts and souls and might.
Questions? Yes, Yaakov.
In the system that he describes, there is the upper force. Before he also told about Russia, the nations of the world. In this system, how are the nations punished without Israel being in the system?
He still did not divide mankind into the nations of to the nations of the world and Israel. Didn't do it yet. He's relating to all these things equally, even though that later on he'll explain that first of all it's necessary to prepare the Rosh, Yashar, Kel, Israel, and then the Guf, the body, which are the nations of the world, and to connect the two. And to the extent to which they connect to the Creator. And this is also how it's going to be with us. If only we'll be connected without the nations of the world, we'll not be able to connect with the Creator. To enter the Yibur, first step, something, maybe, I don't know. But since in these forms we still bestow on to others, but in Katnut, also, on the degrees of the world of Asila, of Asiya still, but beyond that, no. You need a lower. It seems to me that nowadays, even on the smaller degrees, because times are changing, meaning the kelim that are being corrected, that we have to be. But we have. It's not that we're lacking. We have the kelim of Rosh from the nations of the world, and the kelim of Guf from the nations of the world, and the kelim of Israel from the Guf. So, who else? Yeah?
Student from Ukraine is asking, what's this motivation, this motive power he's asking for?
Motive power? Motivation. fuel, motive power, yeah.
What is it in the context that he talks about? What motivation is he talking about here?
That without this motive power, you can't move. You need fuel, you need energy, you need the power of thrust. Maybe the pushing force comes from suffering, from the stick, and maybe it's coming from the candy. It can come either from within, from the Creator, from society.
To take this to our work, his words here, so the goal is to give contentment to the Creator, according to the two verses, love thy friend as thyself, and love the Creator, the Lord your God. So you could say that love thy friend as thyself is the work between us, in order for the quality of bestowal to be revealed, in order to love, to reach love the Lord thy God, none else besides Him.
There are many sides to it. Doesn't matter. What's important is that a person annuls himself and through society associates himself with the Creator, and also society and the Creator become as one, as Albarst says, that I feel myself and the friends, and afterwards I feel only the friends, meaning that he annuls in them. So what does he want to say? That in society he discovers the Creator and annuls in him. Yeah.
In other words, the work is to create this quality of bestowal between us. That's the work in the heart, and none else besides him is more work of the mind.
No, none else besides him is also in the heart.
Not good and benevolent.
I don't know how to divide it. It's so. No, it's felt. The mocha isn't that important. The main thing is what's in the heart. I can't get into these discernments right now. What else? That's it. Yeah.
He writes here, now I've given you practical scientific research.
So for you, maybe it's not proof. I understand you. It's not the first time.
Because really, where is the proof? It's a whole article about proof, and I can't find the proof.
What's the proof?
He says that in some countries it didn't work, but I can give you examples of countries that it did work in.
Maybe, I don't know. Take his proof as if you've accepted it, and keep on going. At least you'll understand what's ahead.
But we're like researchers, right?
There are many things. And he says, like this and like that. And it's clear to him that this is how it is, but not to me. But I accept it as an assumption and carry on with him. Why? Because afterwards, I'll understand why does he think that he has given me this understanding. There are many such places, because, man, I don't understand them. He thinks he convinced me 100%. I wasn't convinced at all. I understand what you're saying. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
So I'm telling you what you do. You're not listening. You have to accept it as is, 100%, and keep on going, and then you'll see that this principle works.
Where does this put me as a researcher? We're researching the wisdom.
No, what are you researching? You're not researching nothing. You don't have the mind. You don't have the feelings. What can you research? What are you...
Okay, so not me, us, all of us together.
Not only you, everyone. There are beasts sitting here, not understanding what is he talking about. So follow his intellect, and you'll understand a bit. What are you? Kids. Be realistic.
No, because on the one hand, sometimes we accept it as it is, and sometimes we delve into it and deeper and deeper and deeper.
What for?
Exactly, to feel something new.
No, for the reforming light. To feel something new. What will you feel?
So why now am I not examining this deeply for the light that reforms?
I'm going with him. I don't care. I'm going with him. regardless what he says. I have no choice. I can remain with my own mind and philosophize about it as much as I want, but it won't help, neither me nor the world nor anyone else. If I want to benefit the world in some way, I take what he says and I try to go with it, to flow with it, to do something in accordance with what he says. For sure, it's beneficial in some way, because I accept him greater than myself from the start. And if he writes, look, I've proven to you, I don't feel anything, no common sense, no feeling, no nothing, not in mind, not in heart. Still, I take it as if that's it. Boom. This is how it is. You can maybe repeat it 20 times and read it again, and maybe after 20 times, still, you won't agree and you won't understand. And so what? I'm going with the Kabbalist. And all the time want to be with him, like a child towards grown-ups. They say, right? I say, right. Don't do that? I don't do that. Go here? I go there. All the time. In this consent, I flow next to him and gradually get an illumination from him through this soul.
So in that case, there's no real reason to ask questions. Just there accept is. Everything that... Just accept it all that it comes from him.
And to say that I don't understand anything, and still I accept it.
So what's the use of asking? I accept everything in the end without knowing that I don't agree.
Even though that I don't understand anything, I accept it, so I have to know, why don't I know, why don't I understand, and what's going on that I don't understand, and despite that, why do I accept it?
And that can be, what, achieved through questions?
Questions, it means that I disagree.
There are people here who haven't asked questions in years.
Fine. How do you know what's with them?
Maybe it's better. Maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe it's better to sit that way.
You, I understand. You always have complaints.
Maybe I'm using my brain too much and I don't need to at all.
No, the fact that you want to use your brain, that's correct. But the complaint that you're demanding of the studying, not what it's supposed to give you. In the mind of this world, I'm being careful about saying beastly mind, you're trying to get spiritual discernments. It doesn't fit. It doesn't go in. It's like a computer working according to a certain program, you're trying to put in another program. It doesn't work. It can't grasp, it can't coincide. What can you do?
So this strengthens the fact that my questions come from my mind.
No, still you need the questions and you have to ask.
What good does that do for me, for us?
In order to know that you do not understand him. And alongside with it, you go with him. You can't remain a beast all the time. To rise to the next degree of being an Adam, for this you need to cancel something in your consciousness and rise to the next level. But I don't understand. You don't have to understand. But I don't feel. You don't have to feel. But what am I going to do? Accept it as is, like a child. Look at children, how they learn. What the grown-up does, for him it's considered correct. For him it's considered correct. Look how they learn. It's nature that forces them, obligates them. That's called correct. This is what the grown-up does, this is what I'm going to do. It's a program that exists in a little child. Afterwards, man has to come with criticism and grow and everything. But see how they perceive the world where they're still not in the world. In order to be an orientation. How do they learn? They look at the grown-ups, how they're oriented, and do the same. This is something that you're repeating all the time. That's why I elaborated on it a bit.
How can we bring the entire world to work for something that's above reason?
Soon, there's going to be a world war. Everyone will face the dilemma of die or stay alive, die under these conditions, stay alive under those conditions, and we'll see what they'll decide, how to bring. You can't bring, suffering will.
We need to
try to avoid a world war.
We have to try and bring people to connection. We have to bring people to connection. We don't need to avoid anything. We don't know what's going on. We have to be drawn to connection. Not to escape the bad, but to be drawn to the good. And to see in everything that happens with us and with the world in general, the good. It's all in order to force us to move in the direction of good. Look what's going on in the world from one day to the next. But what happens from one day to the next? People better and better understand. I'm not talking about Israel. Israel, they're deaf. More deaf than anyone. But still, people see that the world is not what we thought it is at all. From 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, did we think that this is the state that we'll reach? No. We have to show everyone how to reach good and not how to escape the bad. The approach is incorrect, to run away from the bad, to frighten, no. To explain that things can be different, yes, but not to frighten. Okay, where are we? Moscow.
Rav Balsalam writes, he writes that there is a question that the Creator will not forgive them for that state. So we have a contradiction here. It's like it's as if it came out of the Creator's providence when they had nothing to feed the people. How could you understand that the Creator didn't forgive them? He himself set up this situation. It's like contradiction.
Today, I'm cautious to talk about these states. He means about what's going on in Russia. Today, I'm cautious about talking about it. I don't have an opinion that I can express out loud. That's it. Not for better, not for worse, not at all. I don't want to be mixed in what happens there, here, anywhere else. That's it. We're in a state that we have to show the world how to be drawn to the good without criticizing every country and regime and what's going on. Sure, the whole world is deteriorating towards the bad. But, as we said a few minutes ago, we never aim at the bad. We want to approach the good, the Creator, the reforming light. And so, the sentence that the Creator will not forgive them, I don't want to scrutinize it. Go ahead. That's it? Yes, Danny.
the last two letters when he wrote about bestowal to others, then we usually speak about prayers and intentions towards one another.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about examples here, the worker, the farmer working for the society.
No, still, we don't have a collective, materialistically collective society. We're only collective in the spiritual system.
Okay, it's a bit confusing because he gives that example through corporeality. But really what? He wants us to talk about thoughts, intentions, prayers.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
If you can elaborate just a little bit about the what motivation there is in a society that connects itself to the Creator, if you can just explain that.
The beginning of the motive power comes from the point in the heart. Then we enter society. In society, through the studying and everything, besides the natural competitive force that subconsciously this is how we're operated by it, we need to try and generate a positive general force, not competitive, that I'm running away from the bad, but that I'm drawn to the good. It's a completely different system. It's a spiritual system that by helping others, I want to realize my point in the heart. It's a big change. In the meantime, at least that we help each other, that from envy, from pride, from the different egoistic forces, for us to awaken each other this way. But afterwards, for there to be a different competition between us, the extent to which I bestow to others, contribute, annul myself towards them. Here too, there is arvut and envy. Here too.
And what's the uniqueness of this society upon other societies that tried to build this in the past? What's its uniqueness?
The uniqueness of our society is it is a society that is based, built on the method of Baal HaSulam, what he thought, what he expected, and how the Rabash directs us from the end of the previous century and into this century. This one thing. The other thing is that every morning we have lessons, and even every evening we disseminate, and we have as much as we can a community life regarding children and everything that we can. That's the other thing. The third thing is that we learn systematically according to the sources. And I don't know, at the campuses and all the other things that we do, it's all in order to advance. And in our entire advancement, you can ask, is this advancement correct or not? I'll tell you correct or not. You can examine according to Baal HaSulam or Rabash whether it's correct or not. If it doesn't seem to you that it's in accordance with what they write, then immediately start criticizing things and changing them.
But this idea of relating, connecting to nature, this uniqueness.
No, there's no uniqueness or singularity. It all comes from Adam HaRishon, from Moses, and to this day. What do you mean by singularity or uniqueness? These are the laws of nature that we have to keep, that gradually descend into this world, and that the entire world has to keep.
Everything that talks about sharing, then it's unclear what kind of...
To help each other. That's the... To help each other. More spiritually than corporeally. support, envy, all these things. Oh, Shimon.
Can we add about the Arava? About the antelopes?
Oh, about the antelopes, we don't need information.
Up until now, 202 friends enrolled already, signed up, registered. We do ask friends to register as soon as possible so we can start, you know, preparing a building. So please.
First of all, when do we close the registration?
A week before.
Okay, because we have to buy the products and everything and prepare the mattresses and everything, so that we'll have time to do it. So, till the end of next week, the list is closed.
But also don't wait till the last minute, because we need to give you numbers.
We'll take into consideration those people that registered. A real friend is someone who already registered, and someone who's not that much of the friend, that he doesn't care about participating with others that much, then he'll wait for the last day. Correspondingly, we'll make a graph and see who's devoted and who's who disrespects us.
And there's also, you can sign up to the buses so we can go with the buses together, so we can come prepared. The World Kli also signs up on Sriva Tova. There are people, and there are people also who are coming to a stage a few days later. So we'll have organized schedule for them. And we'd also like the World Kli friends to add information about your arrival in that same document. So add your details about your flight and etc. Maybe someone from the content team wants to speak as well. Yep, we've already finalized the structure and content for the lesson. On Saturday, we want to finish the schedule and present it of all the Congress.
Fine. When will the lessons be ready?
Today we're going to scrutinize with you the order of the lessons that we've built, and we'll start working.
Okay.
Yeah. And on Saturday morning we're going to present the Congress structure, so we'll have no surprises, so we'll have good preparation, and that's it. We're starting the actual preparation.
Okay, but really, I recommend to close the registration list at the end of next week, because we have to know the precise number of people and mattresses and everything. In general, what does it mean that a person doesn't know whether he's participating or not? Okay.
Rav, just to say that if there are any problems with registration or any issues whatsoever, then friends, if you're in the World Kli, then reach out to your contacts here in Israel.
Okay, World Kli, somehow we'll get along with them. Obviously that they can have problems of their own. Talking about the Israelis.
I wanted to ask, may I say a few words about a program I saw yesterday?
Which show?
There was a show on Channel 11.
I didn't see, it doesn't interest me.
Why am I saying this? It was a 50-minute show, and it was to publish the wisdom of Kabbalah in Israel and the world.
They talked about it nicely.
There were a few claims of disappointed friends who left and slandered, but it just showed their lowliness of these people.
How many are we in number, they said?
I think about 5 people complained there.
In Bnei Baruch, how many people? 50,000, 100,000?
They spoke about millions, of course.
Look, This is what I heard, that this show cost them 500,000 shekels. It's not bad at all.
In short, the article was good for us. It published our location in Petah Tikva, our position in the city municipality, and mainly our approach to love thy friend as thy friend. Even New Life show got nice publicity. And other good things as well. My feeling was,
you finally understood that you're in something strong.
It was like Bilam, that they came to curse you and they ended up blessing you.
Undoubtedly, the show is for our own benefit. It all comes from the Creator. And we need to more and more see how, of course, it all comes as help from the Creator, and these forces, this is how they're going to be till Gemara Tikkun.
It was a 50-minute show. Of course, it cost them a lot of money. It was long for a TV show.
The problem is that I heard that there were parallel shows on other channels that were more appealing, and that's a problem. I'd recommend them to show the show once again. Lechaim. Daily task. Where is it? Who is it?
Gilad.
Okay.
Just a second before, I want to join Amnon. It really is a low-quality show. There's nothing new there.
Why didn't they ask us to help them?
I guess internally we're thinking of the friends and...
We too have a left line. We could have said, what's wrong here? We're talking about it all the time.
I have a short question. We're working on connection, and we know that it's a lot easier to present lack of connection, disconnection. And I'm asking maybe towards new students who maybe are studying, and then the people from family, and their families will come to them and say, hey, we saw this, we saw that. What do you recommend to those new students? A, how to treat it, and B, what to answer? You know, because other friends are going to have claims. Yeah, we saw you here, we saw you there.
Instead of explanations that I don't trust anyone. What, Gershon, Niv, Akoka? Who can say? Or Itai? I don't trust anyone. Really. I don't trust anyone to know how to explain, because it depends on a person's mood and who listens and doesn't listen and so on. I know it for myself. But to make a good, nice PR clip about who Bnei Baruch is, we have plenty such things. To arrange it nicely, and whoever wants to know, and also have complaints and questions, this is the answer. That's the safest thing. Yes, Sina.
We now have a series of clips of what parents are talking about their children in Bnei Baruch.
So put it in some place that it will be clear from the title that there you'll get the right impression.
And it's great proof. We saw that it just removes all doubts.
Only now to disseminate it on the net and other places. Those guys that want to go against us, they don't understand the extent to which they're in the hands of the Creator and do everything for the sake of the goal, and I'm truly grateful. They invest lots of money and, you know, aggravation, and it's a tool in the hands of the Creator. You'll see how much it helps us. Where we are incapable of working, that's where they do the work. Yes, Ohan.
In addition to an eclipse. We're also going to have a wonderful congress this year, next year in February. And due to the success we had last year with the open evenings, then we're going to have this year two evenings. So after the eclipse and everything, just invite them to come to physically have an impression. And if there are such people that would like the evening to look like this or like that, to make it the most pleasant and really feeling what connection is and what Bnei Baruch is and what the true force is, now is the time to go to Senka, to go to Roi and give them advice and input. Then after the clips on the internet, you can bring them to a real experience of who we are.
Good, yeah.
And to add to Iran, yesterday we had introductory lectures. And
these kinds of shows can add a lot.
We expect anyone who has questions to be invited to come to an introductory lecture of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, where he can ask all the questions.
Amnon, you'd come after such a show?
I think so, in order to scrutinize the truth of it.
But it looks like some kind of a monster.
I think it was pretty much a wasted TV show for us. I think it was great.
It's at your expense. You understand who's paying for it. It's public funds. You can also raise a question to the government about that.
Whoever wants to experience what Bnei Baruch is, is invited to Jerusalem to the Sigid holiday for the Ethiopian community in Israel. We're going to have round tables there, and all of the people of Israel are invited to come.
Way to go, Chaim. Moscow, daily task. The daily task, to choose an action and realize it in the 10, something that leads to complete annulment. To choose some kind of action in the 10, choose some kind of action, realize it in the 10, something that should bring us to complete annulment. And everyone's invited for the Zohar lesson, 6:15, and Open Friday, friends from all over Israel are invited. In order to coordinate your visit, please contact us. And we'll be more than happy to see you there. And the Kabbalah Alam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture all over Israel. Admission is free. For further details, contact us. Or, and let's sing.
זריחה לקראת הטוב, הרמוניה, גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף, הרמוניה,
לצמוח ולגדול בלי פעם.